Great, Coach. Thanks for coming down. Why don't we go with a statement from you, and then we'll go right to questions.
We're just proud of the effort we got tonight, you know, against a very, very good team. It's great to be able to send our seniors out in the last regular season game, senior night, with the win. I thought we got good efforts. Our defense in the first half was outstanding, allowed us to build a lead, and I thought we did enough in the second half to be able to make sure we came out with a comfortable win.
Andre, go ahead.
Coach, you talked about sending your seniors out the right way. Just how special and was it emotional, just the whole ceremony and everything before the game?
It was different. You know, it was different than what we've seen, what we normally see on a senior night. But I thought it was extremely well done. You know, the tributes, the video tributes, the words from their families, I think meant a lot. And that made it special, you know. And certainly at the end of the day, you know, the senior night will be remembered, you know, for that, being a part of it, but also being able to come out with the win. So it was great to be able to see that happen for those guys.
And just when Jalen kind of rolled his ankle early in the first, how helpful is it to have guards like Ibby and Rodney who just made sure that you guys really didn't miss a beat offensively when Jalen was out?
Well, yeah, I don't know what happened. I didn't see what happened there. I just saw him go down, you know, so didn't know his availability. But Jalen's a tough kid, man, you know, and if he can walk, he's going to play. And so hopefully it's nothing that's too serious. I thought he came back and did a really good job. And in his absence, guys stepped up and continued to stay together, get stops, be able to function and play well.
Did Zimmy play his way into the starting lineup with that performance at Rhode Island, or is that something he's been working, coming for a long time maybe?
You know, I think what Zimmy's been able to do is give us energy and give us great effort. I thought he did a really good job tonight with the matchup that he had. It's just all about trying to find a group of guys that can go out there and do what we need to do, both offensively and defensively. I thought Zimmy earned that tonight.
I saw you guys, you know, when you got the big lead in the second half, there was no slowing down. You guys really started pushing it whenever you got the ball. Was that intentional after what happened Tuesday, just to keep the offense rolling a little bit?
Well, the game is always going to be 40 minutes. You know, and sometimes you have those hard lessons that teach you that you can't take one second for granted, can't let up for 1 second. And so we've got to learn how to do that, you know, at this late stage. Certainly, you know, we had some unforeseen stoppages today with the shot clock that, you know, were concerning for me in terms of being able to take away some momentum, you know, for that long a time. We found a way to regroup and finish strong and do what we needed to do to get the win.
Anthony, could you talk about Jalen Crutcher, from that kid you threw in there at Mississippi State 4 years ago, just a kid, and tonight a veteran out there, just the way you've watched him blossom or turn into one of the best guards in the country?
Well, I think what you just said is exactly right, and I think the story is still being written, you know, and that's our goal, man, is to, you know, play as long as we can. My hope and my dream for Jalen is to extend his career as long as we can, you know. So right now we know we've got next week two road games in front of us. You know, we'll take them one at a time, you know, but what Jalen – to me, his legacy for what he's done, you know, in the 4 years that he's been here. And that's the great thing, right? You see these guys come to you, you know, for Jalen at 17 when he walked on campus. And you see him, the growth that he's experienced over the last 4 years. Just really, really proud. It's a proud feeling, you know, just to hear his family talk about him before the game. To know the way his teammates and our staff and everybody associated with the program feels about him, the respect everybody has for him, the pride everybody has, and the way he does what he does, you know, the way he represents our program, the university, this community, and just really proud of him. So we want this to continue for as long as we possibly can for him and all of our seniors, because we know what winning can do, you know, and what doors it opens up for you, for his life after Dayton. So we want to make sure we do everything we can for him and for the rest of our guys to experience that.
What did you think about the A-10's moving of the tournament and then the championship game coming to UD Arena? You talked about having to need extra motivation this year, but that's quite a bit of a little piece of motivation if you can get there.
Yeah, you know, David, this has been, you know, a lot coming at us over the course of the year from really the summer, you know. So I'm really not. I don't get a vote. I don't get a. You know, we see what's in front of us, and we move forward, and that's just what we'll do, you know. And so, like I said, we're on the road next week, at St. Joe's, who to me is extremely dangerous, you know, in terms of what the players they have, the way I've seen a little bit of them from earlier when we were supposed to play them here. And they're a very dangerous group, you know. So I'm going to focus on what's in front of us one day at a time. Hopefully we can continue to stay healthy, to keep our players, our staff, everybody safe during the middle of this and be able to develop a level of consistency from one game to the next in terms of our focus, our effort, our understanding of what we've got to be able to do to win one game at a time.
Coach, coming into this game, St. Louis was averaging like 76 points per game, top 50 in the NCAA, and then you held them to 27% from the field, forced 15 turnovers. Can you just talk about what your defense was able to do tonight?
Yeah, I thought it was a great team effort. You know, you guys understood, you know, the urgency we needed to play with. You know, St. Louis is a very, very good team. They're an NCAA team. You know, I think they've proven that over the course of the year. You know, I think our guys from the first game knew how hard of a game that this would be, you know, and so it was good to see us be able to go out and give the effort and the focus and the intensity that we needed, you know, and we were able to prevent them from going on any sustained runs. You know, the second half, they were able to get on the glass a lot more than we would have liked and create second chance opportunities. They're one of the best in the country at doing that, you know. So I thought, you know, the effort, the togetherness was a big part of us being able to get the win tonight.
How was Mulai doing? Is there any chance he plays again this year, or is he out extended period?
He's out for right now. Okay. I think that decision will probably be made in the next few days in terms of what our medical staff deems is the best course of action for him.
Senior nights can be a little dicey, right? Sometimes your senior night, you guys lost, right?
Yeah, we did. We did. And I still remember it, Tom. I still remember that feeling. That's not a good feeling. You know, it's not a good feeling. I still, of all the memories, of all the great memories that I have playing at Dayton, that one sticks out to me. I remember that. I remember that feeling walking off the court my senior night. I remember being in the locker room and what that felt like, knowing I wasn't going to be able to put that uniform on again in front of the Dayton fans. I remember that. That's a deep wound, so I appreciate you bringing it up.
Sorry.
just rip the scab right off, Tom. Go ahead. It means a lot to me, you know, because of that. That's probably why it's a very, very special for me to be able to send seniors out with the win, because I know what it's like not to be able to do that. You know, as special as this place is, to be able to play here, you know, and experience that. And it goes by fast, you know, and all of a sudden your senior year is there and your last game is there. And, man, you want that memory to be a good one in terms of wins. I couldn't tell you if I played well or if I played poorly. I don't remember. But I do remember we didn't win the game. That's what I remember.
Who'd you lose to, Coach?
Notre Dame. Makes it even worse. Don't bring it up. Come on.
Dayton has won 10 straight on senior night, if it makes you feel any better. Four under you, of course.
That's great. That's great.
Hey, Coach. So when you speak about that feeling of not feeling great, losing that senior year back when you played here, do you feel like your players have that same kind of feeling regarding the A-10 tournament going into it next week or the next couple of weeks?
Well, we're going to take it one game at a time. You know, like our next game is on the road at St. Joe's. You know, so we got to – and I think right now, I don't know exactly, you know, what the whole layout will be, but I think seeding will be important for this tournament because I do feel like, you know, you got a lot of really good teams in the league. You know, so a lot there's a lot of potential movement right now with the seeding of how the tournament will be seeded. So I think what we know right now is there'll be the semifinals will be played through that week, and then you get a week off, and the finals will be here in Dayton. You know, so however we can help ourselves, some of it is out of our control, but however we can help ourselves. You know, with what we do here, in on the court and off the court over the next week, will be critical for us. So that's where the focus is, and we can't look ahead to the A-10 tournament right now. We don't have that luxury. We got to take care of today.
Got it. Congrats on the win.
Appreciate it.
Do we have any other questions for Coach Grant? If not, Anthony, thanks for the time.
All right, guys. Appreciate you guys. Stay safe. Take care.